You're going to have to be a bit of a philosopher this morning, okay?
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do question and answer.
This is the Special Science Studio Artemis II programming, and it is date 6th, April the 6th, 2026. Hello and welcome to day 6 of Special Science Studio Artemis II. My name is Keith Pannell, and at the other end of the telephone connection in Houston, Texas, is our own Jose Hurtado. And Jose, welcome to day 6. An exciting day, I think.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. It's going to be a really exciting day.
Since the closest flyby hasn't quite occurred yet, and we can talk about that tomorrow, we thought we'd just go with some general questions that people have called into the station. And the first one is, on day one, you mentioned something about a special project for National Geographic photographs. Can you enlarge on that a little?
I don't know too much about that. I know that National Geographic has several cameras on board, and each day the crew is being tasked to collect some images and video footage. I believe National Geographic is putting together a documentary.
And are they suggesting what the objects of the photographs will be, or is this left up to the crew?
I think that's largely up to the crew, although there might be some pre-planned things that the crew's being asked to take images of, like themselves, the cabin. I think it'll be a really nice documentary once it's put together.
And in terms of the scientific endeavors, the photographs will be taken looking at objects that you and the scientific team have specifically requested, correct?
Yeah, those are different photographs with entirely different cameras. The National Geographic thing is completely separate. But yes, the NASA payload cameras are what the astronauts can be taking photographs with during the flyby, which happens today. The flyby is going to start in about 2 hours from now. And we'll go until late this afternoon, early evening, depending on your time zone. It'll be streamed online on NASA TV, on various streaming networks. So everybody, please watch.
Okay. Now tell me, what's the flyby is simply because that's the closest that the spaceship gets to the moon, to the surface, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So a little later today, the vehicle will get to its closest approach to the moon as it swings by the far side and then loops back towards the Earth.
When it loops back, it doesn't come back closer. This is it. This is the one flyby. You don't get one going and one coming.
That's right.
Okay. And tell me, how many cameras do you have? I mean, this really seems like a vehicle that's just loaded with cameras.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many National Geographic has on board, but the science cameras include three Nikon cameras, sort of the professional kind of cameras that you might see with interchangeable lenses. There's a couple of streaming cameras that they can use to record video and actually send live feeds back to Earth. I think folks have been watching those on TV if you've been following the mission. And then outside of the vehicle, on each of the solar arrays outside, there's a camera on the end of those that they can steer and point in different directions, including getting selfies of the vehicle and the astronauts.
Okay. And people don't take their cell phones up there and take quick photographs with their cell phones?
Actually, there are 4 cell phones on board, too. Those were a late add to the mission. But each of the astronauts has an iPhone that they are using to take pictures or audio recordings to document their own personal experience.
Okay, lovely. Now, talking about audio, you mentioned the other day also songs of the day. Who chooses them and what was the song today?
Oh, I'm not sure who chooses those. That might be the flight controllers, could be their fellow astronauts or families. And honestly, I've been asleep for each one of the the morning wake-up songs, so I'm not really sure what they are. They're online, though. If you look on there's an Artemis blog that you can follow with daily posts, and I think they have that information there.
The other question that someone has asked, and this is very philosophical, is that in space, does it have any effect on the connectivity of the humans up there?
Yeah, there's sort of 2 thoughts that come to mind. So one, you know, connectivity amongst the crew members themselves. So the 4 of them have been working together very closely for a long time. You know, the 2 of the astronauts, Reed and Jeremy, have known each other since they were selected as astronauts back in 2009. So there's a really tight bond amongst them. And, you know, that's a good thing since, you know, they have to be a well-functioning crew on a really challenging mission. The other thing that I would think of is sort of the connectivity of the crew to the rest of us here on Earth. And just the other day, before Easter, Victor Glover had some beautiful words to say about that, about how the perspective that they have looking back at the Earth really highlights for Victor, at least, you know, the connectivity that we all should feel to our Mother Earth.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow or talking to you tomorrow. And keep those thoughts going about exactly what you are experiencing when you see what it is professionally that you're really up there for.
Absolutely. Yeah, after today, we'll have sort of these beautiful new views of the moon. And I'm really looking forward to talking to you about them tomorrow.
Lovely. Well, take care, Jose.
Thank you. Go Artemis.
You are special. In all of this emptiness, this is a whole bunch of nothing, this thing we call the universe. You have this oasis, this beautiful place that we get to exist together.